News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 7 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief bulletin of practical information to help living with sight loss.
And in this edition, keep fit videos for vision impaired people, a talking USB player, bump-on tactile markers, and information on benefits, concessions and registration.
British Blind Sport runs what they call active at home audio-led classes to help blind and partially sighted people to stay active from the comfort of their own homes. Active at Home offers a wide range of pre-recorded workouts to suit every ability, they say, whether you're a beginner or you're returning to fitness. And these workouts can be found online on YouTube.
Hi everyone, it's Felicity here from FJB Pilates. I just wanted to do a really quick little message to tell you a little bit about the Pilates classes that I offer through British Blind Sport. So Pilates is an excellent way to build strength, to work on length through the muscles, also known as flexibility, and it's a really great way of recovering from an injury.
British Blind Sport says that they plan to release new workouts this year to encourage more people with sight loss to be physically active, and these online sessions can be found, as mentioned, on YouTube at youtube.com/c/BritishBlindSport.org.uk. That's all one word, BritishBlindSport.org.uk/playlists. That's youtube.com/c/BritishBlindSport.org.uk, all one word, /playlists.
InfoSound.
We're now able to feature phoned-in hints, tips, life hacks and first-hand information about products and services from vision-impaired listeners, but only please if they relate to practical aspects of living with sight loss. The number to call us on is 03000 111 555, 03000 111 555, and many thanks to those who contribute in this way.
Hello, this is Darren from Bexley in Kent. I don't know if you're aware, but Cobalt have produced a USB player. Well, it's not Cobalt themselves, but they're selling it. It's £20. It's 2-inch cubed. It's made of metal. And it's got USB, Bluetooth and FM radio. And it's rechargeable. You get a lead in the box, but you don't get a plug. You have to have a phone plug, like you have a smartphone plug to plug it into. As I say, it's rechargeable. It's got a headphone socket and a 3.5 socket input, so you can use it as a speaker as well. It's £20 and it's from Cobalt Systems. Telephone 01493 700 172. 01493 700 172. Thank you.
InfoSound.
Now, self-adhesive rubber raised bump-on tactile markers are probably one of the most commonly available items, and well known for that matter, that have widespread practical uses for blind and partially sighted people. Round or square-shaped and costing, just to give one example, a little over £6 for a sheet of 48 self-adhesive orange dots, they can be bought online at Amazon and elsewhere, from the RNIB and from the Partially Sighted Society, from where Anita Plant, Rehabilitation Officer and Low Vision Advisor, brings us a tip or two about where these can be used to mark things. And where is that, Anita?
Well, they're commonly used to sort of mark settings on the cooker. So, for example, on your oven, if you have normally set it at 180, which is probably the most common setting, you would have one small bump on the 180 and one on your line where you would start to turn, and you turn your oven so that you line the two up. They can be useful on things like the on and off button on remote controls. They can be useful on certain keys on your computer. They can be useful on light switches. They can be useful on washing machines, on thermostats, anywhere really that you struggle to find a certain switch or a bump. They're even quite useful on a keyhole as well.
And the bumps themselves, do they come in all shapes and sizes? They're all self-adhesive, of course, aren't they?
They are self-adhesive. We actually only sell the orange ones in the one size, but I do believe that they are available in different colours and different sizes from various other organisations. But we tend to stick with the bright orange ones because we find that provides the most contrast on the background that people are using and the one that most people find most useful.
And presumably they can be used in clusters. If somebody wants to mark a one bump thing as opposed to a two bump or three bump thing, you can distinguish one from the other by putting them in groups.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're wanting to sort of indicate a one, two or three, you can put a one on the one, a two on the two and three bumps on the three.
Super. Many thanks indeed, Anita.
Thank you.
InfoSound.
And finally for now, despite its title, the 56-page RNIB-produced booklet, Starting Out, Benefits, Concessions and Registration, is not necessarily for people who have recently lost their sight. It contains information on welfare benefits and concessions to which someone may be entitled if they are sight-impaired or severely sight-impaired. And it also runs through the registration process and what it involves. So it covers such things as blind person's tax allowance, free or reduced bus and rail travel fares, protection under the Equality Act, personal independence payment, attendance, carers and employment and support allowances, universal credit and pension credit, and free tickets for a guide at theatres, galleries or tourist attractions, to name but a few. And to order a copy, you can phone RNIB's National Helpline on 0303 123 9999. 0303 123 9999 or email helpline@rnib.org.uk.